listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Monday, September 2nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know we are being brought to you in part by the following sponsors: Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild Comedy Club, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros. It's Monday, y'all, and we're into September. And we came into September the right way. I just want to tell everybody who reached out, called, texted, WhatsApp, blew up Facebook, blew up Instagram, all 500 and something, I appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate those birthday wishes. Y'all had me feeling on top of the world. Greatly appreciated. I tried as I could, and then I got up into hundreds. I was like, look here, I got to put up some group blanket thank you alls. And I do. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you so much. It was an awesome birthday. My family made sure I had an awesome birthday as well, too. Couldn't forget them. You know, MJ and the boys, you know, always holding me down. That's my heart outside of my body walking around right there, my fam. So, you know, it was definitely a good day, and I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. And we're now into September, and that means we are into the most glorious time of the year, especially starting on Thursday, the start of the NFL season. Now, we will talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour, but I just want to let you ladies know out there, that man in your life, whatever the case may be, husband, fiance, boyfriend, significant other, side piece, jump off, whatever, don't ask them to do anything. I don't know, fix up, no home improvement projects, no lawn work, no yard work, none of that. Till March after the Super Bowl. From Thursday until March after the Super Bowl, we occupied. We busy. All right? Right after that in March, you can hit us up for whatever. But right now, we busy. That's our time of year. And it's a great time of year indeed. All right. If you want to chime in today, be part of the process, be part of the show.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Providence 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for Fresh News Smart Talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let's have a gander. Let's have a look at the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. And it's so ironic that today, you know, we have Roscoe Thompson from Alaco Live each and every Monday. And big headlines today in The Guardian. A story of resilience. Progress challenges 5 years after Dorian, story by Tanika Thompson. Marsh Harbor, Alaco, 5 years after Hurricane Dorian pummeled Alaco, leaving many missing and dead. Buildings homeless. Many Abaconians are proud of how far the community has come in such a short time, but say challenges remain. So we'll talk more on that. A struggle to survive 5 years after Monster Storm, another story there, like I said, by Janika Thompson, two good articles right there. And then, of course, on the heels of all that, portion of Abaco shelter roof collapses. Did the trust fall? What happened? They gave the contract to Memenzo, who let the school roof trusses fall down. They sent him to Abaco to finish the shelter. But we have no trustesses in anybody who the government gives the contract to build these trustesses because they keep falling. But again, if we had a proper procurement act and an exercise procurement act, not just sitting there with no teeth, we could get to the bottom of these situations. But I digress. We got lots to talk about. And like I said, it's all from Abaco live. We're going to be talking to Roscoe Thompson when we get into the buzz on the flip side of the break. So I want you to keep it right where you got it. All right, we'll take that quick break right now. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be back with the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll be live from Abaco. Roscoe Thompson will be chiming in. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, September Sin Heads continues right after this.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Nassau, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to ticketboxevents.com or go to the Nassau Cruise Port box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Fran Chan, Gino D, Ira Storr, and the Higher Level Band. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there is some people who get that my shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I love you, you called me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song. My song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we are flames are catching a fire. Ah. Showed you.
Rib, I got you on the Monday, September 2nd edition of Talking Heads, and I got two special guests from Abaco, And before we get down there, you know, I got to say, for everybody who made sure I had an awesome birthday, you know, on the weekend, in part, I wanted to make sure that my guest Roscoe, who's here every week, had a great birthday, because a lot of people don't know this, but we were both born in a Rasmussen hospital, which is now a doctor's hospital. His mom was in one bed. My mom was in the other bed. My late mom, Marlene, 11 o'clock, August 31st, 11 p.m., here comes the naughty one. About 1 in the morning, almost 2, on September 1st, here comes Scully. So happy birthday, my brother, from another mother, literally. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome Daphne on the show today, too, with us.
But I was going to get to that, but, you know, I guess, you know, I put your business in the road, so, you know.
It was, boy, you talked about having to thank, you know, go back and thank everybody. And when I started looking at, you know, 500 comments wishing me birthday, liking them all was a chore in itself.
I tell you, I had to put out some blanket ones for my own, and big shout outs because my aunts was hurting. You always giving me carpal tunnel.
So, but I do thank everybody. As it is every year, it's a bittersweet day for me as it's my birthday, but it's also... you know, our remembrance of Dorian.
Yeah, I know. And I want to welcome Daphne to the show as well. Daphne Gregory Morales. How are you, Daphne?
I'm right here.
Good to hear from you, as always. Today, when I look at it, and I look at the headlines in The Guardian, I say, my God, we've been on the air 2 years, and Roscoe every Monday, and indirectly Daphne every Monday, been contributing. And Abaco, we still in the same predicament? And then... Then, I don't know, they must have felt sorry from a man who let the trusses on the high school building fall down when they sent an Abaco to finish the sheltering.
It's time, Daphne,
for us to get it right.
Because
we got to stop doing foolishness and get it right.
You're being so nice by calling it foolishness, too, boy, because trust me, I got plenty of other adjectives for it. But there are some great articles, like I said today, in The Guardian, by Janika Thompson, really expressing and showing the situation 5 years later in Abaco. And, I mean, where are we 5 years later, honestly, after Dorian in Abaco?
I will regress right now and let Daphne speak on that, because to her being with the chamber, and most people hear from me quite a bit, I open the floor to her on that one right now.
Well, let me tell you something. I went yesterday after I got a message saying about these trusses collapsing, right, on the anniversary of Dorian. I couldn't believe it. I thought this got to be some kind of, you know, fake news. So I drove down there, and sure enough, the whole structure collapsed right into the middle of the building. It was just... I don't know what to tell you. And then to add insult to injury, on the outside of that building are sitting 5 unfinished buildings, homes, look like single family homes that the government, according to my sources, the government built, and 6 other semi-finished homes that were donated by Baker's Bay, and they're sitting there, 11 homes, empty. People are dying for places to live, cannot find a place to live. And in 5 years, let alone the building, I'm coming back to that, but let alone the building, 5 years later, we can't get 11 little houses finished? I mean, it was just frustrating. It angered me. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is not acceptable by any standards. And then, coming back to the building, apparently, you know, this company was only formed 3 years ago, okay?
Hold on. Only 3 years ago formed?
4 years ago.
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but if we had a properly functioning procurement act, we wouldn't be going through this.
But exactly. And by the way, we have excellent contractors in Abaco. when they built Central Pines, which was supposed to be a low-cost housing development years ago, I can tell you there's nothing low-cost about that. It's middle-class and upper-class buildings in there, all built by Abaconian contractors. Why are we bringing in half-assed imported contractors to an island that has one of the best quality contractors in the country? I am sick and tired of not having Abaconians doing work for Abaconians. We care, okay? We care about how we build.
Well,
and we're qualified to do so. And who did the bidding for this? First of all, the building was only supposed to be budgeted for $1.8 million.
Correct. I got a text from Chapman right now. The cost of the shelter in Abaco was only supposed to be $1.8 million with 3 people. Now it's costing $4.5 million with the capacity of 200 people. The math ain't math, and something ain't right.
It ain't right. It ain't nothing right about it. And they built a 2-story building instead of a 1-story building. And they put trusses, a high pitch roof that you would expect to put on a house, not on a hurricane shelter. Any dummy.
That was my next question. If the truss couldn't hold up during construction, do you really think it could have held up during a Cat 1-5 hurricane? No.
I
that would have been more displaced Abaconians. And we've been through that sordid, horrible portion of it as well. We don't need to see that again.
No, I agree with Daphne, and you know it's sad to see. I don't know why the trusses collapsed. I do know the name of the company. I think it's Wilchem that has the contract for the hurricane shelter, and there was a press release yesterday about the DMR coming over to inspect and check it all out. But you know, Daphne raised 2 good questions, and so did the gentleman on the text line. How does it jump from, you know, 1.8 million to 5 million with lesser capacity?
Well, I had another text texted in when I asked that question. 4 words for you, Naughty: PLP, cronyism, and corruption.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to get into the political side of it, you know, in that regards, but it could be. But it's just amazing that something like that happened, you know. And it to me, it would have been more practical to do a single story similar to a building like Maxwell's, cement walls, you know, nice roof, and that's open, that can hold a good amount of people. Why limit ourselves when we do not have the shelter capacity that we learned about 5 years ago when Dorian hit us? To handle all the people that needed to find refuge in shelters. So, you know, I give this administration an F on that, because they failed the Abaco people big time in spending our money in a more, they could have spent our money in a more responsible and productive way than what they've done. With that new center,
it just makes me shake my head that I you know, we're still talking about this, Roscoe. We're still at the same stage of the conversation that we started 2 years ago.
Yeah,
we've gotten no further. Go ahead, Daphne.
The thing about it is, okay, both administrations have screwed up on this Dorian recovery, okay, from the domes. What about those unfinished buildings? I understand now that they're telling the people who are living in the trailers down at the hurricane, at the government complex, that they got to get out of them. Where are they going? These buildings, it's basically all civil servants, mostly civil servants that are living in these trailer homes. 5 years later, and they can't finish 11 little houses?
And Daphne, it will go back to priority. I heard the same thing today. I think it was in the newspaper that they have until the end of this month or next month to vacate the trailers, which you know, I do agree that that needs to be removed and taken out. But again, as you just said, and I will say, where are those people going? It seems like we're not investing in the right type of things. We hear all about these houses being built in Nassau under the Ministry of Housing and, you know, Minister Jo Beth Colby Davis and what she's doing. But
what is she
what are
doing?
They doing? What are they doing here in Abaco? You know, what are they doing here to help, you know, victims of Dorian from 5 years ago that are still rebuilding? We still have NGOs, Many Hands and another group over here helping people to finish off inside their houses and outside. But our own government is...
You know what they're doing, Roscoe? They're tearing down our hills right in the middle of town, right in the center of Marsh Harbor. They're tearing down our natural windbreak. They're tearing down the only high elevation we have to protect us from surges.
Well, it's like I said, I'm not going to get political, but as I see him, what's happened here in Abaco, and you know, people give me trouble about this, but what the FNM was doing in their time in power, going through a Dorian and a pandemic, more was happening in Abaco than what I've seen in the past 3 years under this administration, and that's calling a spade a spade. You know, and I agree with Daphne. You have a, even though it might be a Bahamian company, when you Google it or you look it up, it comes up from 2021, Wilchem Solutions, and they're into a bunch of different things. But I know we have, and she mentioned it, we have a lot of great contractors here in Abaco, you know, from, you know, Clint Sawyer, just naming a few, to Farron Newble, to the Millers. I mean, we can go on and on to DP's Construction, you know, and it seems that, you know, those people are getting left out. And I don't want to say it's a bad thing, but for people...
It is a bad thing, Roscoe. I'll say it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing because here it is. We're talking about trying to help Abaco and Abaconians.
Right.
So why are we overlooking Abaconians when it comes to awarding contracts? You know, we
considering
the
situation, should have been first in line to get those contracts.
Exactly.
Regardless of political affiliation and using a proper procurement act, we could have secured it.
The trickle-down effect would have been amazing here in Abaco because, you know, it, the money would have stayed here. Not saying that they're not employing Abaconians, but it's kind of funny that this one certain company, you know, is not just lined up for this one building. From what I've gathered, they, you know, will be putting in other bids for some other work that will be done here in Abaco. I don't see when it's going to happen because the government, but again, you know, here we are looking out for, as you
outsiders
would always say, outsiders are our cronies because of families and friends. When in actuality, we should be looking out who can give us the best deal and do it properly and do it the right way.
Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, this is corruption at its highest level. Here's another one. I'm lost. In June 2024, Mrs. St. George and Jack Haywood opened a Grand Bahama shelter that they built for $500,000+. That Grand Bahama shelter can hold 250 to 350 people. How can a shelter for the same amount of people cost $5 million in Abaco? This is highway robbery and overly curious. Like, yeah, it's strange. It don't make sense. Good afternoon, Naughty. Why is Abaco being handled by the New Day crew in this fashion? I would love to hear what their spin doctor Anton has to say on this. They've been eerily silent on over all of this. Naughty, I heard a meeting was held on the weekend in Freeport. The PRP is saying the election will be held next year, May or September. All right, thanks for that nugget. We'll keep an eye on that. And here's another one that you can actually comment on. We'll work with them. Let me get this other set right here. Because like I say, we got a lot of people, you know, asking the same question on the cost of the shelter and wondering why, you know, It's taking so long to get up. I mean, here's another one. Naughty, what Bahamians are your guests talking about in Abaco? Are there Bahamians in Abaco? Question mark. Honestly, I was in Abaco, and that place literally has about 85% Haitian nationals. But they want Bahamians to be homeless? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Idea from you guys on that, because you are there. You live there. And I mean, Dan and Dan,
people can speculate. Bahamians aren't going to go and live in the bush.
So
maybe that's what we should start to do, is just go clear land in the bush and build. But Daphne's right. We're not just going to go live in the bush. Getting back to that, you know, the immigration, Abaco has always been one of those islands that have similar to Eleuthera, but Abaco, I think, you know, tops the maybe besides Nassau, but we have a big immigration problem. No matter if they were born here or raised here or from, you know, they have the right to be here. That is an issue that we've been dealing with for 30 years over here. I've seen successful governments avoid it. I've even seen this government just, which I appreciate, knock down, but they have no plan. You know, the debris is still there on the ground, unless it's been moved recently. It's still there. So you start thinking, what are governments thinking of or thinking ahead and doing? Even looking at some of our civil servants that are, you know, struggling, that are part of the government sector, you would have been better off using some of that money to build some I don't want to say low income houses, but some smaller houses in a trailer next to the government complex. Don't you think they would love to live in a one bedroom apartment with a, you know, an efficiency kitchen and stuff? I mean, yeah, something very simple.
They could have easily built little starter houses that had the availability to expand once funds were allowed for it. But yes, a little house, you know, starter home would have been certainly better. But they can't even finish the ones that they started to do, the five that they started to do, Roscoe. You know, what I would say, you talked about money, government doesn't have money. What Abaco needs is a greater piece of their pie. The taxes that they collect, we need to have a higher percentage staying here, and central government needs to work with local government, because local government knows what Abaco needs.
Daphne, I will not argue with you on that, but central government is not going to, central government does not want to give up that control. When Ingram implemented local government, I thought at that time it's a good thing. It is a good thing for the community if it is run the right way. This administration that is now in power is trying to take power away from local government and bring it more back to Nassau. For example, a house plan that is over 2,500 square feet is supposed to go into Nassau for approval, is what they're telling us now. But in the local government handbook, as long as you have a Ministry of Works and the relevant agencies here, environmental health, that stuff should be approved here in Abaco. Now, when you're getting into resorts and, you know, big stuff like that, yes, I do understand going to Nassau, because you have to get certain approvals and permission. But they are starting to take power away from local government here, and they want it to go back into the central side of it, which I'm lost. What I've seen this administration do in the last, you know, year and a half is a joke when it comes to local government.
I think,
and the sad thing about it is your minister of Family Island Affairs, Clay Sweeting, is an island boy, but he's not watching out for local government. Wow. He's not watching what's going on and what they're doing.
Why did you say that, Ross? I mean, obviously the proof's in the pudding.
Because if you look at what they've been doing with the act and trying to say that local government now has to send plans back to Nassau to be approved, when you have your own town planning board over here, why even have town planning? Why have local government if everything still has to go back to Nassau?
And Nassau doesn't know that there's a, I mean, they're not, are they really looking out for what the local community wants? Do we want a liquor store to go there? Do we want a school to go there? I mean, look at all the controversy about where they want to put this hospital in Nassau. We don't even get the option to object or agree to what goes on in our community.
Right. Look at our police station. Even though I agree we need a new police station, they want to put it out on the Spring City Road, where a lot of people say, why not put it between the government clinic and the government complex? Naughty. I mean, there is still so much. It's even our government building to this day. If you had to go rock in that, it is so full of mold. And the government just keeps sweeping it under, sweeping it under the covers.
Well,
they don't want to address it.
For years, we had to put up with only having offices open half day and all of this because of mold. And to this day, as far as I'm aware, there still has been no mold remediation done in those buildings.
They did a Band-Aid on some of the offices where they went in and changed 16 inches of sheetrock, but they did not. It's very frustrating to see what is continuing to happen under this administration. It's just mind-boggling, you know.
All right, we got to get to the phone lines. We got to call that. Let's check that call out. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Right here, man. Listen, Abaco was a problem for years ago. It ain't just starting now. Check for the representative who represents Abaco. You know who that was. He been there 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
They had an immigrant problem from that time. When people try to do something about it, and this is what I heard, he shared them up. They couldn't do nothing. So just come that the roosters come to roost now. Okay? You think about who represented Abaco for 30 years?
Yeah, we talked about this before.
Was there. He complained about it. He was told, don't say nothing, bam, bam. And that's how the immigrants get the way it is in Abaco. Okay? And I think you got more of them there than ever. Now, still, maybe some going back, some still there, doing whatever they want to do, living this way, some going living the other place. And what I don't like, everybody believe the government got to do this, the government got to do that. Well, when you build your house and things, why you ain't insure it? You know, see, it's a lot of things what we bring on ourselves. And I could run on with Abaco for the longest. But the government is the problem. What caused Abaco to be the way it is? They did nothing. They allowed it to manifest. Tell, like Roscoe said, you got more immigrants there, way more than Miami. And therefore, they parading around and they controlling this. Now we worrying about who going real. Because this and that. Now that's one issue. The next issue, Pinewood Garden. Who was the developer for Pinewood Garden?
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, we connecting the dots today.
Yeah. Who was the developer for Pinewood Garden? You know who that was.
Right.
That was years ago. That was a swamp line. The fellas develop it, make their big money off it, and sell it. And matter of fact, some of the houses was built on concrete roof. I can remember. It was going cheap. It was going, you know, they build the houses sometimes. That was always a bad line. But the fellas them gone, make their money, then they throw the blame on the government. Oh, the government got to fix the road. The government is responsible for the flooding thing. Well, anyway, it's the government because they ain't supposed to get away with that. You know? So all these right. are things what we allow to manifest, and it happens.
And it comes, and years later, it comes to bite you right square in the backside.
But see, the rain ain't just starting time with God, and the rain stopped when they first developed that. I know that was a problem there. But, and they built the house, them loaded the road. Which in, like
why
I said,
didn't they call
Pinewood
the swamp, man? That's been the nickname for Pinewood for the longest, the swamp. But I got to get to these other calls, man. Good stuff as always, man. Good to hear from you. Let's get to this other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Nori?
Hey, what's going on, Anton?
Right here, man. Who you got in Arizona?
Pardon?
Who you got in Arizona?
I got Roscoe and I got Daphne from Abaco.
Okay, Roscoe and Daphne, do you all agree with that last caller in relation to his suggestion as to how the migration problem began in Abaco? And who he was trying to link it to?
Roscoe, you could go with that.
If I understood him correctly, he was trying to link that to our former prime minister.
No, he was trying to link it to a former MP on Abaco, not the prime minister.
Oh, that goes back even before him.
No, this, but I'm asking.
Let him answer, Anton.
This immigration problem goes far beyond our former MPs, our former PMs. This goes back into before our independence. And I think a lot of people agree with me on that.
Okay, let me make a comment on that in relation to what was being suggested, which I completely disagree with on the note relating to the migration challenge in Abaco. Do you believe there were enough farmers on Abaco to sustain a substantial farm project? Enough Bahamian laborers on Abaco to sustain a substantial farm project such as what the former member of parliament had going and expanded to?
Now, that is before my time. So I cannot.
And in a nutshell, though, you could say that it was for a farm project that it may have initially started off of, but obviously over the years, it has been systematically used to benefit whichever MP is down there. And one MP benefited off it for years. Mr. Key, if I'm not mistaken, since the name needs to be called, and that's the reference we're making. His tenureship down there and others as well. I remember Mr. Roker having to go down there and ask some questions too, Lord bless the dead. So if that's what you're getting at, there it is. Now we don't have to beat around the bush. Let's go. Go from that point on.
No, I'll leave it right there. I just wanted Roscoe or Diane to answer the question.
But wouldn't it be more beneficial for you to actually have dialogue with them since they know it predates independence so we could get back to see how far it really goes, what the crux of the issue is so we could resolve it once and for all?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's a matter that's out of control and a matter as such that the government of the Bahamas can't resolve it. You know, the government of the Bahamas can resolve any and most, but 99% of the issues ongoing in the country, in particular as it relates to migration. But the point still remains as it relates to farming in this country. If the Bahamas led by the government or private sector, it doesn't matter who, is going to put any real dent in farming in our country, whether it be now, whether it be in the near future, or whether it be in the distant future, it will certainly be a need, an absolute need, to import the requisite labor or to secure the requisite labor with persons who are not from expertise.
Correct, but you're talking about legal migration, and then
Anton, let me just throw this in there for you. You're talking about it's a done deal that we have to have foreign migrants come and work our farms, with the average age of the farmer being 70. Shouldn't this administration and others in the past and others in the future potentially embrace young farmers and allow them to have a stake in the pie? Because or a stake in the game and a piece of the pie, because they could actually provide on multiple levels, you know, food sources for everyday Bahamians as well on a large scale for the hotels. And then we're not even talking about the hemp industry, not the cannabis industry, but the hemp industry. And this administration needs to speak to that market and that form of farming, because there's a ton of money and industry there as well. So maybe we should challenge the younger farmers and give them an opportunity to be the next generation of farmers rather than let it die with the 70-year-olds now.
If you would recall, Nutty, Roscoe, are you saying something?
No, go ahead.
Okay, if you would recall, Nutty, or maybe you may not know, but that was one of the purposes for establishing BAMSI, And Bamsi is doing just that to this very day under the leadership of the executive.
And that's why I said what I said, because I do know Anton and the glaring inefficiencies that Bamsi's had over the years, including no insurance.
However, Nori, what I was speaking to, Bamsi cannot cure. Bamsi will not cure. Bamsi can push out.
No, you know what'll cure it? Farmers. Stop playing for cheap labor and hiring Bahamians to do jobs they can do at a fair rate, and stop undercutting the game for profit. That's what it is. Cheap labor. Nori, it's global around the world. That's what it is.
Nori, if you want to look at it from that perspective as well, right? And you examine farming all around the world, it is an industry that is overly subsidized by the government of whatever country we are talking about, wherever there is success in farming, and that is absolutely needed in order to secure the sustainability of food
security. Yeah, but see, you're putting the cart before the horse.
Hold on, Nori. Let me make a point. Of food security in the country, simply because if you were to pay, as you were suggesting, the standard rate of employment as in other sectors, food would be...
No, establish a competitive market with a competitive pay scale that does not balloon the industry and allow people to have a say in it, a stake in the game, and an opportunity to make money off it. It's quite easy beating up the guns. Why don't we go ahead and make sure that we have Bahamians who hire foreign labor and cut the corners that we do? Let's stop that happening over these years. But anyway, I got two more calls, Anton, and I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead, Daphne.
We need to have another conversation about agriculture another time, but I'm the only
person. Let's do it next Monday, Daphne. Booked. We'll see you next Monday.
Let's do it next week. But the point I'm going to make is we'll never have young people engaging in agriculture in this country until the government gives land tenure. Land tenure. They have to own the land. Yes, there should be criteria for them to be able to do so, but no young person is going to invest in a business that they have no protection on, and they cannot even go to the bank and borrow money against the land that they're on. Land tenure is essential, okay?
All right, we got to get to the break on that one, man. And what we'll do is, right before we get to the break, I want to thank Roscoe, I want to thank Daphne. Next Monday, we're going to pick it up right from here. We're going to talk agriculture, and we got an update on where we're at with the trusses and the shelter and everything, even though I know it's been the same for the last 2 years. Great conversation. Glad to hear from both of you. Everybody who texted and chimed in, good stuff. We'll do it again next Monday. I appreciate you guys. See you then, okay?
Take care. Thank you, Nori.
And enjoy the rest of your belated birthday, you old scallywag.
I can say that to you, too. And good luck to your Dallas Cowboys this year.
Yeah, and your Miami hopefully. Dolphin pawn scum.
Yeah, that's all right. At least I'm a Dolphin. You know, and Nori, let me just say this. I really appreciate you, as I do every week, allowing us to come on and, you know, give the Abaco report. And I'm glad Daphne was on today, where she is actually a farmer and can use issues, which opens people's eyes, you know, and what's going on in our country. And I'll just say this. God bless the Bahamas. And thank you again for, you know, allowing us and happy birthday, bro.
No worries. You too, brother. Be safe. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. You got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Then we hit the 5 o'clock hour. We talking sports. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, September 2nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
No. Freedom is the road. No. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it. It's worth more.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise, means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Imagine getting full flavor without your wallet judging you. We're taking value to a newer, crunchier level with our new KFC Snack Box, packed with one piece of juicy fried chicken, crispy fries, and a buttery biscuit, all for just $5.35. Take a break and snack responsibly with a delicious, affordable KFC snack box. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Bahamas, are you ready? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, presents the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded. This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year. Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby, Mama D, Fine Sean, Shine 242, The Falcons, and more. Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground. Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com or both Beauty Shack location. General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Sky Pods also available. For more info, call 394-0819 or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com. Experience the magic once again with more legends for one night only. Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Best. Rake and Scrape Explosion. Rescue me.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuban Willie coming at you with my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Monday, so I got the three ball special for Joe. Today's lucky three ball, 7-1-1, the 7-11, play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy 29, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy 29, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy 29, Island Game, we got you. Percy 29, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must. Go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's the summer.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I love you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long.
We're back at you on the Monday, September 2nd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearlie will be zooming in shortly. We got Pearlie in the building. What's happening, Pearlie? All good? Pearlie, you're muting yourself.
No use complaining. No use complaining. All is good.
Why? Ain't nobody listening to me.
So I just get beat yesterday, but no biggie. You know, I didn't expect to sweep Arizona, so you know, I'm good.
You can't be greedy, man. You're all gonna be all right.
Sound like someone else telling me that. I'll be leading them 3-1 right now, top of the fourth, so I ain't complaining.
I don't know. Going on, you know, Doc making comments, you know, in the press.
What Doc say now?
Raising eyebrows. He won't be in Dallas, but you know. It's a business, and you only drop that. It's a business line, you know.
Yeah, but Bet Doc think he can get the money from he can get from Dallas or anywhere else.
New York and in Vegas. Definitely
Vegas,
two
Vegas
markets.
Can pay him that kind of money. Vegas can pay him the money. Dallas would pay him.
Yeah, but see, the problem is nobody can really pay him that way because it's been exposed that If you're not going to give him a deal like Patrick Mahomes that pays him that money, but he could roll it over and take less and get more on the back end so they could build the team's not going to get any better. Because you don't have money to spend elsewhere to maintain the team.
Yeah, but spend Doc in a playoff game, then he can start demanding anyway. Okay.
That too. That's definitely true.
But I guess, did you do today in sports history yet? Or,
no, we're about to get into that.
You know how that air fryer do with Jeff is go.
Yeah, we'll get into that right now for Jeff. But we got lots to talk about, though. NFL starting on Thursday.
Yeah, but I want to send a message to my Caitlin Clark friend out there. So when you finish doing it, I'll say what I have to say later.
Okay, so let's do today in sports history.
Okay.
Bertie, you know they're going to give it to Caitlin, right? So
keep talking. I know, but I want to say something. I know.
By Naughty Johnson. Boy, what a day this was. Dear God, Bertie, you picked the day today. You picked the day today. Be sure to check out Naughty Johnny's Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's too, 5 to 7 p.m. All right. On this day, September 2nd, in sports history, 1917, Grover Cleveland Alexander of the Phillies pitched and won two entire games of a doubleheader versus Brooklyn, 5-0 and 9-3. That was the Dodgers, I guess, from Brooklyn. 1924, Bill Tilden won his fifth straight U.S. Open men's title in tennis, singles title. 1957, Warren Spahn of the Milwaukee Braves set a record for left-handed pitches when he recorded his 41st shutout. 1961, the estate of Ty Cobb was estimated at $11.78 million. Cobb had died 2 months earlier. That's a lot of money in 1961, you know.
That's plenty of money.
1962, Ken Hobbs of the Chicago Cubs set a record for a second baseman when he played his 74th game without an error. 1966, drum roll please. The Miami Dolphins played their first regular season game. They lost the game to the Oakland Raiders 23-14.
So plenty beaten that year.
1970, Billy Williams of the Chicago Cubs set a National League record when he played in his 1,117. 1970, Jimmy Connors played in his first match at the U.S. Open. He lost to Mark Cox. 1971, Chris Everett and Jimmy Connors won their first U.S. Open singles matches. 1973, Billy Martin was fired as manager of the Detroit Tigers. Martin was relieved of his duties 3 days after ordering his pitchers to throw spitballs against Cleveland Indian batters.
Now, that was a character.
Oh, boy. The Boston Red Sox and Seattle Mariners played to a 7-7 tie after 19 innings. It was the longest game in Fenway Park history. The game was resumed the following day, and the Mariners won 8-7 in 20 innings. 1986, the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs played 14 innings and used 53 players in the game. Houston won the game 8-7 when the game resumed the next day. 1990, Bobby Thigpen of the Chicago White Sox set a major league record with his 47th save. 1996, Mike Greenwell of the Boston Red Sox set a major league record when he drove in all 9 runs in a 9-8 win over the Seattle Mariners. 1996, David Cone of the New York Yankees pitched in the game for the first time in 4 months after an aneurysm was removed from his shoulder. Excuse me. 1998, Mark McGwire hit his 58th and 59th home runs of the season. The record at the time was 61, held by Roger Maris. 1998, Sammy Sosa of the Cubs hit 56th home run of the season. 1998, here's a great name, Nomar Garciaparra of the Boston Red Sox hit his 30th home run of the season. He joined Mark McGwire, Rudy York, Ron Kittle, and Jose Canseco as a player that hit 30 home runs in his first 2 years. Jerry Rice, in 1998, Jerry Rice of the San Francisco 49ers signed a 6-year contract for $36 million. The deal made him the highest paid wide receiver in the league. 1999, Carol, now City getting $36 million a year, and Jefferson getting $36 million a year. The deal made him the highest paid wide receiver back then. Now look at it. 1999, Cal Ripken of the Orioles hit his 400th career home run. And finally on this day in sports history, 2003, Eric Gagne of the Los Angeles Dodgers established a major league record with his 55th consecutive save. Sports quote of the day, the way a team plays as a whole determines its success. You may have the greatest bunch of individual stars in the world, but if they don't play together, the club won't be worth a dime. Babe Ruth. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History. And now we'll turn it over to Pearly for his commentary regarding Caitlin Clark.
Okay. It is quite obvious that the media world has her as the great white hope, so they're all pushing for her to become Rookie of the Year. Yes, she is the leading assist person for rookies. Not for the WNBA, for while Angel Reese is the leading rebounder, set a record for the most rebounds in a WNBA year by any means, whether it's rookie, veteran, or what. I think that the fact that she is maybe more of a scorer, they're going to try to give it a Rookie of the Year. But in my opinion, if I was voting, I'd be voting for Angel Reese.
So repeat that again slowly for me, Matt.
I said, I think that the media world is really pushing hard for Caitlin Clark because of the hue of her skin, and that she is the great white hope, the next Larry Bird. And yes, she is leading assists in all rookies. She's the leading assist getter for all rookies in history of the WNBA. In the same time, Angel Reese is the leading rebounder in WNBA history. I still got more games to go. So she will be down she had 19 rebounds last night. She will go down as the leading rebounder and probably at the end of her career be the greatest rebounder in basketball in WNBA history. She's not the scoring.
She's doing it against the league, not just against the category of rookies.
Exactly. And she's not the big scorer that Caitlin Clark is. And then she doesn't have as good a team as Caitlin Clark. Remember, the Fever got Miss Boston on the team, if I correct, right?
Pardon?
The Indiana Fever got number one pick a couple of years ago, right? Okay. The Chicago Sky problem is they have weak guards. And you saw it in the game against Indiana. They got killed by the guard play. You saw it last night. They got killed by the guard play again. All right? But it doesn't take away from what Angel is doing. She is a rebounding guru. She is a rebounding hog. Anything come off that board is hers. It's hers. Anything off the board is hers. And you don't see an impact rebounder like that in the history of the WNBA.
But here's a texter who shares your same opinion, too. In addition to that, Naughty, Reese also looks better than Caitlin. Reese looks good.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Naughty, how you doing, bro?
What's going on, bro?
It must be
football season. We got the big chief. Hey, we got the big chief.
Before Mr. Chief talk, I was going to say something. I wanted to comment. Let me say
all right, but hold on. Let the man at least finish. Wish me belated happy birthday. That's my brother right there. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate it, man.
I'm really happy to see Sancho doing his thing, bro.
Yes, sir. And you guys played a big part of that, man. So I appreciate all the knowledge you guys impart on him, too, man. That's good stuff.
Now, why you have I can't even call his name today because the foolishness he's talking. Okay? That is not a commentary. That is a rambling, bumbling, fumbling, Donald Trump-esque rant.
You mean Bradley was waffling again? The waffler strikes again?
My question to you is, where did I lie?
Let him finish, Bradley.
He said Donald Trump asked, I want to tell me where I lie in that.
That's true. All right. Yeah, you didn't lie.
Listen to me. If anybody called your show and said that a guy who is in the NBA, who's a top 15 scorer and a top assist guy, who has taken their team that has never been over 500 in 4 years and have them playing well and have them being, after the All-Star break, the second most dangerous team in the league, okay? And said, no, you should give the MVP of the league to Rudy Gobert because he grabbed more rebounds than everybody else.
Aaliyah Boston don't have no role in that. And what the team are doing, Aaliyah Boston ain't the leader in that.
Let me finish. You had your chance to talk about Aaliyah Boston to do, okay? First of all, Aaliyah Boston came off an injury. She's a shell of herself when she was in college. That's the first thing. Secondly, okay, the reason why Indiana can pick so high to get her was because there was a bad team. They're a horrible team. Okay? Whereas the Sky has been good. Remember, the Sky had Candace Parker for a couple of years. Okay? They've been good.
That's when they were good, but they weren't good last year or the year before.
The fact of the matter is, the point of basketball is to score or get your team to score. And in this league, other than Asia Wilson, nobody does those two things in better combination.
Ionescu in New York, buddy. Ionescu in New York got to be in that Ionescu, conversation.
Ionescu is great at score, but she don't pass like for Caitlin. Okay? And she don't have the range, Caitlin, not. Caitlin is averaging 24 feet on her 3-point. Okay? Steph can average 24 feet on this 3-point.
I just want to let y'all know, the Bronze Sexuals out there jealous of how you are getting on this Caitlin Clark train. Y'all making up your own stats and things just like them. You know, they can be in their feelings.
Here's the worst part about it. Here's the worst part about it. I saw something today. 17% of the flagrant fouls in the WNBA have been committed on Caitlin. Okay? The commissioner of the NBA, the WNBA should be fired. You can never let that kind of stuff happen. Because it's obviously blatant. She's getting pushed. She's getting played different. She's getting called different. And at the same time, she is blowing these chicks out. And head-to-head, she got 2-3 wins versus Angel Reese.
Yeah, hold on. They don't give you no darn trophies for regular season head-to-head matchups. I ain't going to let you go there. You're too much of an advocate. It's what's fine for that. So I can't let you play that foolishness.
If you compare the two players, one, when they play each other, gets her team to win, and the other didn't. Okay? So unless you can tell me that Bam Adebayo, because he's a great rebounder, should be the league MVP in the NBA, don't bring that garbage in here. If I have to squat that like Mutombo and wave a finger on your other team.
Okay. You know something?
Because I didn't even comment on it. But if you need me to, we can make it a y'all, and then I can get in it.
Hold on, Naughty.
See, when you start talking about the commissioner gonna be fired, she came in there all hyped up in the media, making it sound like she's the blessing to the WNBA, and you got
and
a bunch
is.
Of other women there who've been battling to grow the WNBA. Hold on, let me finish. Other women in there battling to grow the WNBA, and because she comes there, she's God, goddess. No, that's why she's getting rough up. Because she got welcome to the WNBA.
Talk to this man, please. Because when Chicago had Orlando Woolridge and...
I'm trying to go back to all of that with Grandin Willis and all of them and Gene Smith.
They
no.
Hard,
I want you to clean something up, though. I want you to clean something up. I want you to...
He needed to explain that crappy voice half Georgia had last week.
Hold on. I can let y'all talk football in a second. I just need to clarify a few things.
Go to Alabama like that and see what happens.
Listen.
You football when football time comes.
No. Just call it. Use the Georgia Bulldog. Use the Georgia Bulldog. Explain that crap I saw on Saturday.
And talk garbage like Angel Reese should be rookie of the year over Caitlin Clark. If there was two men, this wouldn't even be a discussion.
Okay, you had your say on that.
Let's say on that. Haters in the WNBA. First of all, and let me say it. Since I know Naughty ain't gonna say it, then you two probably like the girl because the girl is a heterosexual. She got a boyfriend. She got a fiance, and all these gay butch gals in the WNBA.
Calm down. Angel got boyfriend too.
Calm down. Listen. I don't want you to get too far off the reservation there, Big Chief, because you're missing a point.
That's what it is.
I will make a point. I want you to hear something, though.
Okay.
The Texas texted in and said, Caitlin Clark leads the entire WNBA in assists at 8.3 per game. Alyssa Thomas is second at 7.8, which is correct. However, Caitlin Clark doesn't lead the WNBA in three-pointers made. She doesn't.
No, I didn't say three-pointers.
No, you said from distance. No, you said from distance and three-pointers. And other people texted in.
Her average distance.
And some other people texted in as well saying she leads in three-pointers. She doesn't.
No, I didn't say lead in three-pointers.
Ogunbowale of Dallas actually leads in three-pointers.
Right.
And she's 3.0 and Ionescu is 2.9.
Right.
So.
Okay, but this girl is balling.
We split me. Listen, but my biggest thing is she's a hype machine. And let me tell you why I say this. Because with all the hype, you're a perfect example calling out the stats, spitting out the distance of three-pointers. But one thing y'all can't spit out is NCAA championship because she choked twice in the finals. We got to remain to be seen what she does in the NBA playoff and WNBA playoffs if they make the playoffs and what kind of run she could do at that level. I just got to see something, man. I see a lot of talk. And LeBron has come down the pike, and we've seen a lot of talk with LeBron. So
was the black girl. They wouldn't be talking about her right now.
In the women's game, right? The big team always get the big star. Connecticut, UConn, Stanford, South Carolina, they're getting 7-8 All-Americas. She played being the only All-American on the team for 2 years and only had one more for the second.
But just let me let y'all know something.
Okay.
I want to let y'all know something. I am personally giving y'all Caitlin Clark fans a 2 year head start. Because when Juju Watkins bring herself to the WNBA, Caitlin Clark, because Juju got that Mamba mentality. Juju's a scorer. She's a passer. She plays defense. And guess what?
You know I can remember you saying
and
that,
she
right?
looked way better than Caitlin. Multicultural, multiracial, embodies the whole league of African-American women, Caucasian women, international women. She'd be the perfect face for the league. I'm just waiting to lay in the cut and let her do her thing and wipe the floor with Caitlin when it comes.
She ain't going to wipe no floor with Caitlin now. Caitlin is the real deal. And listen, I grew up...
The real deal that can't get it done. The real deal is win championships. The real deal, in addition to make their teammates better and getting the single accolades, the individual accolades, they win. Caitlin doesn't win. She only wins the affection of Caitlin sexuals such as yourself.
Bird and Magic. Bird was at Indiana State. Magic was at Michigan State.
Correct.
Michigan State was a power. Indiana State was really not a power.
And Magic them gave them their things in the NCAA. And in the NBA in his first year, Bird got everything served up because he was the great white hope and he backed it up, leading the Celtics to a championship.
Bird backed it up.
But when they met over the years. Wait, let me finish, Marvin. Hold on now. Let me finish. You can't talk me over me on my own show. I ordering pharmaceuticals right now. Nah.
You might need to get Purdy some
pharmaceuticals. Yeah, Purdy know what he needs for Caitlin and Angel. We know to prescribe him. But listen, here's the deal. Bird, when he faced up with Magic after that, Magic owned him.
I agree.
And Magic owned him throughout the course of their careers. It was, and Bird had to admit it. And Bird got a lot of hype, and I don't think Caitlin goes as far as Bird and wins as much as Bird.
Listen to me. I think you might be Magic. Caitlin.
No, Juju gonna be like Kobe being Bryant to that league. That's who she's gonna be like, the Mamba baby.
I like Juju Watkins. I think she's a great player. But I think Angel Reese is a great player. I don't hate on Angel Reese. Okay? But let's be honest with it. If you comparing the college careers, when you look at what the teams were built at, I mean Caitlin, the fact that she made Final Fours is amazing. Because Iowa ain't got nobody.
Oh, now Iowa ain't got nobody. You don't go something like 32-2 or 32-3 with just Caitlin Clark taking you there, bro. No.
In the Big Ten, you do. Because look at where the powerhouse programs are in women's college. It ain't in the Big Ten. It ain't. Go back
Can I get a word in?
Go ahead, Purdy. Go ahead, Purdy.
You ain't let me get a word in yet. I hear you arguing the Big Ten, but she ran all of it. She took that team, went to the NCAA semifinals and to the NCAA finals. You don't do that with just one player. No team would do that with one player. I like how you hacking on Caitlin and don't want to talk about the elephant in the room and talk about that garbage we saw on Saturday from Georgia, because you can't do that in Alabama.
What garbage? If I remember correctly,
what was the halftime score?
If I remember correctly, we played the number 14 team in the country on a neutral site. Okay? And we
That's your excuse. You all played out the water.
Okay? No. The last time we played
the whole three quarters to get your act together.
We beat them 10-3 in 2019. You can't talk Georgia stats with me. I can tell you, I was at the game. We beat them 10-3. The Chick-fil-A kickoff concert. I was in the stadium. Okay? All right? That's the last time you played them. And I said to somebody on Saturday that Clemson does not beat us and that they will not score an offensive touchdown. If they score a touchdown in this game, it's got to be a fumble or an interception. It ain't going to never happen. That's exactly what happened. We had them done the 200 yards offense. Okay? At the end of the day, the dogs are the dogs.
The bottom line is that's not the Georgia I expected as the number one team on Saturday.
No, because we ain't showing nothing, Pearly. That's the first game. We went vanilla because we have to play Texas in a couple of weeks in Arlington. In Austin.
If you take that Saturday game to Texas.
And we play Alabama. So we ain't going to show our cards.
You take that game to Texas or Alabama, y'all get beat. Y'all have two losses to zip. Y'all take that game.
Our best linebacker left in the second quarter. All right?
Gone for the season, is
Bobo,
he? Is he gone for the season?
The playbook in his pocket. We ain't showing nothing yet. It's because we're the number one team. As long as we keep winning, we can stay number one. Until we get to Texas and beat them on the road, and then go to Alabama and beat them on the road. We got to say something. The old people say, you keep, just tell some, and you keep it
naughty. I promise
we gotta
you,
get to the break,
after,
man. So
I promise you, after Texas beat Georgia, we ain't get hear from him that Monday.
No, baby, we hear from him Monday. He say his losses too.
Anger call.
I know one thing. If we win, I want my own show.
Don't go out your head now. You can do it right there in between the Viagra and the buffering in those 2 hours. Go do your show right there.
Y'all have a good day.
You
brother.
Too, brother. Always good to hear from you, man.
Brother,
quick break.
Your voice.
Flip side of the break, we'll be talking more sports. We get into our picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we'll line up that 10 or 15, final 15 today. Probably Rich Eisen, maybe Colin Cowherd. But I'll tell you, lots to talk about NFL-wise, man. Can you smell it, Pearly? It's right around the corner, man.
Oh, but one Tuesday, man, 3 days away.
3 sleeps and we're ready to go. Let there be football. The Monday, no, August 2nd edition of Talking Heads. Sorry, September 2nd edition of Talking Heads.
Don't
continue
push us,
baby. Right,
right into football season. You're taking us back a month.
My fault. I apologize. I'm sorry. I can slap myself.
Give child the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us on Johns.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game. Keep you winning. Percy Pentagon. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game. We got you. Percy Pentagon. From the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I say the world. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah.
We're back at you on the Monday, September 2nd edition of Talking Heads. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking
Hello?
Heads. Hello.
Hey, birthday boy. I hope you enjoy it. I hope
boy.
You didn't watch the Yankee game.
Man, listen here, man. I enjoyed it to the fullest, man. What's going on, man? I appreciate all the birthday wishes from everybody, man. It's great
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, man. I hope you live to enjoy many more.
Boy, thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Had a heated one. I listened the entire thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's really heated. But listen, I talking about some baseball, because it's stretch time. You know, we must not play around. It's stretch time. And I'm not satisfied with what I see with the New York Yankees. Well, as I can tell right now, Bones need to get rid of him. And our Bahamian great Jazz Chisholm should be at the top of the lineup. That's where he should be.
Yes, you did say
he
that.
He has proven that. Listen. Other than Sosa and Judges, nobody else in our lineup can bat better than Josh Chisholm. None.
You're right.
We have a team. See, when the Yankees won those three consecutive World Series, our ninth player was batting 297, Scott Brosius. People need to know what the fuck's up. That's the reason why I'm so passionate about this. We need to do something. We got to do it. Look at our pitching. Our pitching is horrible.
We hadn't beaten 14-7. We need to do something. Is correct.
Our pitching is horrible. But on top of that, we have a manager that don't even know when to move them.
Boy, our managers make Davey, the Roberts fell out there, and LA look like a genius.
Yeah, man, Boone need to go.
I agree.
He got, they need to show him that the last time the Yankees won a World Series was 2009, and I watched the old-timers.
Now, let me tell you something.
The
let me tell you something right now, how we get Yankees back to winning championships. I told you Jazz was going to be a Yankee. Remember, I said it plenty of times on the show, and it came to fruition, right? I talked it into existence. Well, here goes the second portion of that now. Until the Yankees fire Boone and replace him with Jeter as the manager, they ain't going to win no World Series. Jeter would be like the perfect Joe Torre disciple to slide in there, add a little Billy Martin flair to it. Great Yankee. That's the recipe for success right there. If anybody knows how to win, it's Jeter. And Jeter could teach them how to win.
I agree with you. Because I listened to all of Jeter's comments was right on cue. Because the bottom line is about the New York Yankees is to win and win the World Series. We don't go playing for nothing else. We don't play for a pennant. We win 40 pennants, but and 27 World Series is about winning the World Series. And until those brothers get that in their head in New York, man, we ain't going nowhere. Because I could fire the manager from right there.
Listen to me carefully. Gentlemen, listen
to me.
But
like I said, Jared Chisholm belongs to the top of the lineup right now because you can imagine Jared Chisholm lead the lineup. He can be on to at least three or four times a night. So you know how many runs in production that we would have from Soto and the most dynamic hitter in baseball history? Man, listen, with each one of them have 150 RBI. Jared Chisholm lead us. And from right now for the next month, we're not serious, man. The Yankees got to get their priorities together.
All right, man. Good stuff as always, man. You preaching to the choir.
My comment to my brother Sands there. Let me say this: baseball today is not like how baseball was 10 years ago when you have four places, your better players, and then after that the batting average just dropped. Jazz is what you call the second leadoff man. The fifth or sixth batter is considered the second leadoff man. And the problem with a lot of teams is the bottom half of the lineup don't set the table for the top. They're coming up the bat. You're relying on 1, 2, 3, 4. I understand he's saying Jazz will have more bats. Yes, I understand that piece. But you can't, it's not like that anymore. They need a lot of them. And he said it. Their ninth batter was a 297 batter back when they won the last World Series. A lot, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 batters are now good batters. You have to make sure that you have no outs up and down. You got number 3, number 4, number 5 get on base, and then you can't bring them home. That's what Jazz's role is right there, is to bring them home.
All right, Pearly.
What he brings there, that place he batted, maybe he should be the leadoff batter, but I think what he brings to y'all right there is a lot of excitement and a lot of strength in the back half of the lineup.
Okay, listen, Pearly, we got to deal with a couple things now. Got to get to the picks. But before we get to the picks, text the chimes in, Naughty, please let Pearly know that Caitlin Clark is a foregone conclusion for Rookie of the Year. The only question right now is how close is Caitlin Clark to winning the regular season most valuable player? Did Pearly see how his crush, Andrew Reese, continues to stat padding in sports is unacceptable? All right. You could answer that, Pearly, or I could chime in.
Go ahead, Naughty, because first of all, Caitlin would not be in the top three for the MVP race.
No. I got this. First, you know, obviously we've talked about the Rookie of the Year, and that's probably going to go in Caitlin Clark's favor.
Texter,
you way out of line. You're talking about how close is she to winning the regular season MVP. She's not even top five in scoring. Asia Wilson leads the league, 27.5.
There's the Asia Wilson, Brianna Stewart for the MVP.
Yeah, and then there's Caitlin Clark who leads them in the league in assists. And then three-pointers made, she don't even lead that, and that's her forte. Defensive leaders, rebounds, Angel Reese leads the whole league at 13.1. So that mutes out Caitlin's leading the assist category because they got a category each. and then blocks. Asia Wilson plays defense and steals. No, nowhere there in Caitlin Clark, because Caitlin don't play defense. She's just like LeBron. And then you go along and say stat pattern. Texter, I agree stat pattern is horrible, but you can't get on me for calling LeBron out when he's stat pad. If you're going to call out, then you got to call out all stat patterns, not just some.
Shoot, Michael Jordan did that when Michael Jordan had to run a triple-doubles. He used to go to the thing, how many more rebounds I need? How many more assists I need to know if I get my triple-double? So let's don't go there with that argument. That's been part of the NBA and WNBA for years. Caitlin Clark is not a top three in the MVP. That's a Breonna Starr, Asia Wilson race right now. And Asia Wilson probably will win that.
All right, well, Purdy, we got to do it quick because we got to get to the break. We're going to pick one game tonight, Purdy. And that's NCAA college football tonight, Purdy. Big game, tonight. Florida State. Florida State coming off that loss in the opener.
I know. They come off that loss.
They're 16.5-point favorites.
See, Florida State is a 16.5-point favorite?
Yeah, I'm thinking they get it done, but I don't know if they cover the 16.5.
Oh, boy. Let me see. Let me think about this now.
I do like Florida State in the money line, and I do like them over the 51.
I'll take Florida State in the points. And I'll tell you why. Because that embarrassing loss to Georgia Tech last week, they can come up with vengeance in their eyes today, and they can try and embarrass Boston College. Who is a rival?
I would play it safe and go with the money line and the over the 51. Simply log on to theislandgame.com, check out the sports book, sign up, as a matter of fact. Once you sign up, you're going to get bonus bucks put onto your account. And, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. And you got everything coming. You got basketball. I'm sorry, you got NCAA football. You got the NFL. You got baseball. All right, just for now. But then there's still more to come, i.e. basketball pops up in short order, both NBA and college. So, yeah, this is getting into the best time of year. And some of the funnest portions of the year, because you get to bet your favorite games responsibly with the Island Game. So go check them out right now. Log on, theislandgame.com. Bet it, set it, and forget it. Stay winning, my friends, like Cuban Willie says. Yeah. I'm going to go with Boston. I'm going to go with Florida State on the money line and over the 51.
Florida State over the 51 and the points.
There you go. We'll do it again tomorrow. Good stuff, Purdy. All right, and everybody who chimed in, good stuff. Appreciate you, and everybody with the birthday wishes. Thank you so very much. Yeah. You made my day. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. You got Nick Wright and Steve Broussard taking us home today. And they're doing their NFL predictions. All the divisions and their Super Bowl winners. We could do ours on Thursday right before the game. All right, Purdy?
Okay, cool.
All right. We'll see you again right here on Talking Heads tomorrow. Keep it right where you got it. Don't touch it.
Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, Pentagon. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
KFC Bucket Meals, now with larger, large sides. Make your wallet happier with a KFC Family Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, family fries, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4. A KFC Deluxe Bucket with 10 pieces of delicious chicken, 2 larger sides, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4 to 6. Or a KFC Party Bucket with 15 pieces of our chicken, 3 larger sides, and 6 biscuits that feeds 6. And we'll handle the dishes, plates and utensils included, so you can lick your fingers in peace. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the Hit Spot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the Hit Spot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there you some people world, you never shine at all.
It's the conclusion of Predictions Week today. We're tackling conference champions, the Super Bowl, the MVP, and we unveil my picks. These guys' picks, Greg's picks, and Coach Mangini's.
Oh!
Not here, but he's here in spirit.
Awesome.
So everyone's is different. You know what's going on? The floor is yours.
All right, so first we will reveal all 14 of my playoff teams. And just keep in mind, America, when you are making your own picks, when you're listening to others, there are certain rules that NFL history tells us must be followed.
Facts.
You must have at least one worst to first. You must have at least 5 new playoff teams. You must have at least one team that everyone thinks is going to be really good that falls off. And as an added bonus, if you can find one of the trendy picks, that's good too. Worst to first for me, both conferences, the Bengals and the Bears. 5 new playoff teams, Bengals, Jags, Chargers, Bears, Falcons. The Falcons are going to be a very popular one. The really good team that falls off, the Philadelphia Eagles. The trendy pick that I'm fading going against, you really have to pick between the Texans or the Packers. They both checked those boxes. Last year was the Lions and the Jags. The Jags are the one that fell off. Unfortunately, sadly, Trevor's terrible injury. For me, the Green Bay Packers. So those are the 7 playoff teams. So what will the conference championship weekend look like? Well, as you can see in the AFC, I'm going with the 7 best quarterbacks in the conference. So for the conference championship weekend, I'm going with the 2 best quarterbacks in each conference. The 2 best quarterbacks in the AFC are Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, and the 2 best quarterbacks in the NFC are Matt Stafford and Caleb Williams. Now, this is a little anticlimactic to a degree because everyone knows I'm picking the Bears. Don't reveal it yet, though. But people don't know who I'm picking in the AFC. They're assuming I'm going to pick the Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, this is...
Nick, but if you I'm changing my pick.
People will change the channel.
Can I?
There's no.
May I have a moment?
Sure.
I'm a student of history.
Okay.
The league's been playing for almost 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have 3-time Super Bowl champions.
Not one.
Not in a row. 3 in a row.
Not Super Bowls.
Yeah, we have some 3 NFL champions. Also, have you guys heard me say this is the worried about Mike Browning it after this year? Have you guys, heard me moderately concerned, I suppose, about Hollywood Brown's injury? About maybe a little, it's a lot of Taylor Swift stuff going on. Bengals, laser focus.
Are they?
You're really
laser
right.
Laser focus.
Didn't we do that yesterday? They're not?
My playoff predictions in the AFC at Arrowhead Stadium. Some people call it Burrowhead Stadium. Chiefs kicked their ass and in that whole thing. The Chiefs and Bears, we already know I picked the Bears. And then in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, it's the Spider-Man meme, Patrick Mahomes against Patrick Mahomes 2.0, the original wins. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are, of course, champions. So here are, and as an added bonus, because he's due to win it. It's been a full year since he won it. Patrick Mahomes is also going to be league MVP.
Ooh.
So there it is. My playoff teams, Super Bowl, MVP, Write it in stone. America's most accurate sports prognosticator of 2022 will regain the crown for 2024.
Just say 2023. No one's.
I wasn't, though.
You gave it a
stolen
nice
valor. I'm not going to do that.
You A for effort.
I'm not going to do that. All right.
We knew.
Greg, do you have a quick response? Or you just want Brew to go?
Oh, okay. You want me to go?
Nick act like
give me the mic. You try.
The mics are actually in our top.
I'm an independent thinker.
Okay.
A nonconformist. A rebel, if you will. Wow. All right?
Okay, because Nick yesterday said you had all...
Nick is going with his rules. You got to have a last to first. You got to do the... I'm a rebel. I am going with who I think is going to... Forget the rules.
So it's
all right?
The same
rules are made to be broken. No, it's not the same. The Bengals weren't in the playoffs last year. The Falcons weren't in the playoffs last year. I got some different teams, so those are my...
The Jets, my playoff picks.
And I got them winning the division. So those are my playoff picks. But let's get to the real meat of this.
Okay.
The championship round.
I don't know what you're...
Call it in the AFC the Ravens' revenge.
Ooh.
All right? Well, I have my purple Jordans. I have my Versace robe. I have my sunglasses, my sandwich, and my soda pop upstairs in my office waiting. I know it's, 5 months from now.
It's an old sandwich.
But they are waiting for that Monday after the AFC Championship when I can come in here, kick my feet up, because Lamar and the Ravens have gone into Arrowhead. It's going to have to be an Arrowhead.
Oh.
They have gone into Arrowhead and gotten their
revenge.
What about
on the other
side? So they will, the Ravens will beat the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl. Now, I know that's, I think Nick thought I was going to go with
shocked.
The Niners. Right. Look, the Niners.
You're a Brock
Purdy. They're a good team. I'm a Brock Purdy guy, but I pick with my head, not my heart. I'm a Mahomes guy. I'm the first to ever say it was Jordan Ness to predict this greatness that came.
Sports Illustrated, right?
Absolutely. Was Grant Cohn write that story?
What? No,
he might have wrote that. So in the NFC, you see, I got the Packers and the Lions. One of them is going to take out the Niners before this game. And this is a tough one because you know I had the Lions winning the division. All right? But the Packers, 10 wins. I got the Packers and Jordan Love beating the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
And Jordan Love will follow in the footsteps of Brock Purdy and Joe Burrow and Russell Wilson and all these quarterbacks who have gotten to the Super Bowl in their second season as a starter. And then they will lose to the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl. Look, Lamar is focused. Lamar is urgent. I see optimism. I don't see, you know, him thinking about last year's loss to the Chiefs. He has done nothing but prove everybody wrong, and I think he's going to finally do it this year in the Super Bowl and get that championship.
So, excellent. Mm. This is, if I may, Brew. Here we go. Sorry.
I think Patrick's going to have a great year. I love that he said last year wasn't fun. I'm sure it's fun winning Super Bowls, but, you know, the regular season, because he couldn't do all the great things he can do. Xavier Worthy obviously has to stay healthy, but I think he's going to be dangerous. And they got to get Hollywood Brown back. Yep. Probably be back, week two, week three? And then it's going to be a show for Patrick Mahomes.
So, something, because I was certain the Niners were at least going to be in your Final Four.
Yes.
And potentially, I thought the Ayuk news might have put
it
over the top.
And Dusty knows I did. It was tough for me to make that decision.
Yes,
I almost went for the Niners.
To the point where I was like, can you please get Bruce?
I was scouring, kind of like Super
Bowl. But just something occurred to me before you go, Greg. This is now the second straight year where one of your two Super Bowl picks I had missing the playoffs.
Yes.
The last year was the Ravens, and you were more right than I was. Obviously, they didn't make the Super Bowl, but they made it all the way to the conference championship game. This year, it's the Packers, where I think the Packers are, you know, going to be similar to what they were last year in the regular season. Brew is with the Packers. A lot of people are very high on the Packers. That's a compliment, not a slight, but yeah. Okay.
Okay, Greg. All right. So, you know, I'm a little smarter than both of you. I have a little bit more experience, so I'm just going to give it to you like this. These are my 7 teams in the AFC and the NFC. It is what it is, and if you notice, I know there's no glitch.
There's no Jags.
There's no glitch on your screen. I want you to really focus on who's not represented.
No Bills.
The NFC.
No Jags.
And the AFC. There's no 49ers. Niners? What is Greg doing? You know what?
I'm wondering. What are you doing?
Everyone is so bullish on the Niners. And I thought to myself, I really like the Niners. I love that they got Ayuk done. There's just a little bit too much going on right now. And I think Brock Purdy's dealing with that, not going to handle that great. So we'll see. Mm. They may be on the outside looking in. Also feel like their older team going to struggle with being healthy all season long. That's why I had to leave them out. You see, I got the Bears in there on the in the AFC. Yep. I got to respect to the Bears. In the AFC.
Colts.
Yes, I had to put the Colts in there. I am a believer in Anthony Richardson. It was tough for me to even put the Dolphins in there because I tickled with your Jags.
Oh.
There might be three out of the South, but I was like, I can't
can
do
I
it.
Ask
you
about had no the Bills, Bills not being
right. No Bills.
So that's the one that jumped out to me.
Yeah. So here's my deal like right now with Josh Allen. I don't know if I can trust him to actually be what's needed without all the weapons. I know it was exciting. I know he ended the season very well and strong. However, we haven't seen him with no-name weapons that he has to bring to our TV screen and say, he's going to be a player because I'm going to elevate their level of play. I don't know if he can do that this season, and that's why you don't see the Bills.
Okay.
All right, with my Super Bowl picks.
Who is it? What is it?
We can go with that guy. And if I had my flag, I would put it down here. Woohoo!
Wow.
Okay. Detroit Lions representing the NFC.
Wow.
CJ.
Wow.
CJ Stroud and no
guys.
Now when somebody is your guy, with CJ Stroud, you my guy. Clearly.
Why did you pick Daniel Jones?
I put my flag right there in front of the desk, on top of the desk. CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans take on the Detroit Lions. I really believe in Dan Campbell and what he's going to do. I think they're going to take that jump. I really like the Lions this year. It was tough for me. You took the Packers.
Yeah.
So respect there. And then winning the MVP, I mean, come on. Do we need to?
Wow.
CJ Stroud, he's going to have a year.
Wow. A heck of a year.
Darius Sneed. He still won't be Patrick Mahomes.
You know what? If he does what you said, and obviously he's not Mahomes, does that become a rival for Mahomes?
If he beats him in the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah, because nobody really has it.
And so you both have a second-year starter. Jordan Love's obviously not a second-year player, but a second-year starter in the Super Bowl.
We do. You have a rookie.
I do. Super Bowl.
Okay. So,
excellent job.
Thank you.
A lot of parallel thinking between us.
Uh-oh.
Here's my...
I gotta see this.
Well, you know what they call me? The straw that stirs the drink.
They do?
Yeah.
I've never heard that attached to
the Browns?
Oftentimes. Okay, I'll just go from the top. Dolphins. Wow. Do I believe in the Dolphins? Yes. Mike McDaniel just got a new deal. We believe in Mike McDaniel. We believe in Tua. Obviously, Lamar. Obviously, CJ. Obviously, Mahomes. Chargers.
That's a good one. You got some gutsy
I believe things. In the vibes. I believe in Harbaugh. I believe in the staff. Browns. You might be thinking, Browns? I don't know. What about the quarterback situation? You tell me. Defense wins championships. They've got a good defense, and I literally saw them go to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. If I came on here last year and be like, you know what? I think the Browns are so good. They could get to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. I'd be laughed out onto 54th Street, but I still believe him. Then the Bills. It was tough for me to like leave totally out the Bills, but I don't believe in Joe Burrow because Trey Wingo said the vibes are bad, and as you know, king of vibes. On the NFC side, Cowboys in, Lions in, Bake Show, I'm never leaving you. San Francisco, then, I can't quit you.
At least his bowl, that one.
That's his worst to first.
Well, it's not even worst to first.
It's not worst to first. Mm-hmm. Worst to playoffs. Yeah.
No, they make it. Some team has to be the weird team.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be the Patriots. It's, although the Titans, we started to flirt with the
Commanders
Titans.
The
Commander, a number one pick, and that we've seen be explosive and get to the playoffs before, yes. Has he had a weapon in his... Yeah, DeAndre. But now with Marvin, I think Marvin's going to be great. So, yes, I'm rolling with the Cardinals. Got to be a crazy one.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Of course.
All right, so first of all, you have two new playoff teams.
Yeah.
That's worse than Brew's three. Two new playoff teams. The Chargers Yeah. Am I missing one? The Chargers and the Cardinals. Everyone else made the playoffs last year, right?
Well, I put the Browns in.
But no
one's taking the Browns this year.
All right, but then, and you have a bold one in the Cardinals. But you have the Bengals missing.
I don't believe in vibes. I do not believe in the vibes.
Okay.
And I don't believe in injury-prone quarterbacks.
Okay.
If Joe Burrow lasts a full year, I think Joe Burrow's skating a little bit. All this Lamar criticism, a lot of Josh Allen criticism. Joe Burrow's like, hey, I got a new haircut. Remember when I was in the Super Bowl and lost? Like, yeah, I remember. I don't like bad vibes.
Okay.
In the Super Bowl. This is when it gets a little bit confusing. But bear with me. Because as you know, I treat my takes like a roulette wheel. Yeah. You can put a chip here and put a chip that seems to conflict on the other side. Doesn't matter. I'm going to win one of them probably. Super Bowl. Please reveal. 49ers.
Wow.
Over the Dolphins. And I know what
The Dolphins.
I believe in Tua. And I believe in Miami. And I believe they can. I know. Don't say it.
That would be
I think they're going to have home field for the playoffs. I think they're going to have home field for the playoffs. It'll be nice and toasty. And I know what Chiefs Kingdom is saying. Didn't we kick this guy out of Chiefs Kingdom? And he's going to be out again. Well, look, as everybody knows, I'm a Mahomes guy. And I'm beloved in Kansas City. They call me Kansas City's favorite adopted son.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
Really?
Yeah. Super Bowl MVP.
We picked regular MVP. You're doing regular.
I'm doing Super Bowl MVP and my regular season MVP. Okay. Please reveal. Look.